You are going to listen to a podcast by a man called Harry, who is talking about homeschooling his son, Bobby, teaching him at home. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for each question, 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Last year, we decided to homeschool our 8-year-old son, Bobby. Homeschooling's basically when you're responsible for educating your child at home instead of sending them to a regular school. We just moved because of my wife's work, and although the primary school in our new town's excellent apparently, Bobby had some problems at his last school. Other kids used to bully him, and we didn't want him to experience this again. The closest I'd ever come to teaching was helping my sister prepare for a French exam years ago, but I'm proud of what I've achieved so far. Homeschooling has its difficulties, though. Bobby's smart and eager to learn, so I don't need to encourage him all the time. I discussed with him the importance of following the schedule, and luckily we agreed on that. We start early, the way school does, and we manage to have time for everything. The only thing that's a problem sometimes is leaving Bobby on his own to log on to various websites and change between different windows. He's not capable of doing that by himself just yet, so I need to be beside him. A few things help us with homeschooling. One is to start the day doing some physical exercise or just a game that involves running around. I let Bobby have a say about the exercise we do. We usually try to do it outside in the garden, apart from when the weather's bad. And then we stick to the same routine. Our day is divided into core lessons with a short break when needed and 30 minutes for lunch. I love homeschooling my son. He's hardworking and he's doing well at most subjects. He's made an enormous improvement in reading, for instance. I spent quite a long time designing the educational program for the year, and I'm glad I did. Our science and nature lessons are great fun. We're lucky enough to have access to a beautiful forest, so we spend time there learning about plants and animals. And we'd both far rather be there than at the table with our laptops. The one thing that does get a bit tiring is Bobby always wanting to know why about everything. Why? He's a curious child. If you ask Bobby his opinion about being homeschooled, he'll definitely say, "I'm too bossy." He knows we need rules, but he just doesn't get why he needs to finish tasks within a certain time. He thinks he should get all afternoon to do a task. He's okay about doing extra work once our lessons finish, and in fact, he often wants to carry on working if it's art, which is his favourite lesson. I'm strict about being punctual, though. I like to start and finish on time. For parents thinking about homeschooling, I have some advice. There's no need to talk to experts in children's education, but as a starting point, you can read lots of information on the government website. And I'd definitely talk to your son or daughter to get their ideas on being homeschooled. They might not be prepared to go along with the plan, and if so, they'll just end up being moody and feeling frustrated. I was lucky in that I knew a couple of parents who'd been homeschooling for years, and chatting to them helped. It's important for kids who are homeschooled to have the same experiences as kids at regular schools. They need to have PE lessons, and they shouldn't miss out on the opportunity to go on visits to museums or on field trips. They also ought to have time each day to chat to their friends, whether that's through online video chats or face-to-face. One parent I know recommended that Bobby actually go into school one morning a week to do certain subjects. But we don't need that, because I have it all covered. Last year, we decided to homeschool our 8-year-old son, Bobby. Homeschooling's basically when you're responsible for educating your child at home instead of sending them to a regular school. We just moved because of my wife's work, and although the primary school in our new town's excellent apparently, Bobby had some problems at his last school. Other kids used to bully him, and we didn't want him to experience this again. The closest I'd ever come to teaching was helping my sister prepare for a French exam years ago, but I'm proud of what I've achieved so far. Homeschooling has its difficulties, though. Bobby's smart and eager to learn, so I don't need to encourage him all the time. I discussed with him the importance of following the schedule, and luckily we agreed on that. We start early, the way school does, and we manage to have time for everything. The only thing that's a problem sometimes is leaving Bobby on his own to log on to various websites and change between different windows. He's not capable of doing that by himself just yet, so I need to be beside him. A few things help us with homeschooling. One is to start the day doing some physical exercise or just a game that involves running around. I let Bobby have a say about the exercise we do. We usually try to do it outside in the garden, apart from when the weather's bad. And then we stick to the same routine. Our day is divided into core lessons with a short break when needed and 30 minutes for lunch. I love homeschooling my son. He's hardworking and he's doing well at most subjects. He's made an enormous improvement in reading, for instance. I spent quite a long time designing the educational program for the year, and I'm glad I did. Our science and nature lessons are great fun. We're lucky enough to have access to a beautiful forest, so we spend time there learning about plants and animals. And we'd both far rather be there than at the table with our laptops. The one thing that does get a bit tiring is Bobby always wanting to know why about everything. Why? He's a curious child. If you ask Bobby his opinion about being homeschooled, he'll definitely say, "I'm too bossy." He knows we need rules, but he just doesn't get why he needs to finish tasks within a certain time. He thinks he should get all afternoon to do a task. He's okay about doing extra work once our lessons finish, and in fact, he often wants to carry on working if it's art, which is his favorite lesson. I'm strict about being punctual, though. I like to start and finish on time. For parents thinking about homeschooling, I have some advice. There's no need to talk to experts in children's education, but as a starting point, you can read lots of information on the government website. And I'd definitely talk to your son or daughter to get their ideas on being homeschooled. They might not be prepared to go along with the plan, and if so, they'll just end up being moody and feeling frustrated. I was lucky in that I knew a couple of parents who'd been homeschooling for years, and chatting to them helped. It's important for kids who are homeschooled to have the same experiences as kids at regular schools. They need to have PE lessons, and they shouldn't miss out on the opportunity to go on visits to museums or on field trips. They also ought to have time each day to chat to their friends, whether that's through online video chats or face-to-face. One parent I know recommended that Bobby actually go into school one morning a week to do certain subjects. But we don't need that, because I have it all covered.